Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Brace Boy, or Sam.
And we are going to review some crisps for you today. It's episode 38.
Episode 38 indeed. And we have been on holiday for a couple, for a week now.
Yes.
Last episode, people might remember. We are back, and as we kind of introduced, is that we thought of bringing crisps home from our holiday, and we did.
Yeah, well, you.
Yeah, I did.
For one, did.
Yeah.
I also brought a baguette from Texel.
Your baguette is going to be the subject of another episode, I believe.
We're going to do it now, the review, with the bags you brought. You bought two bags.
Yeah, but we're only doing one this episode, right?
Yeah.
That's correct, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
And it's. I was in Germany, for people that didn't listen last week. I was in Germany on my holiday. And they have some... they have the regular flavors, of course, in Germany. The paprika, the natural, the... Everything you can find in the normal Dutch supermarket. You can find in the German supermarket as well. But you can find stuff that you cannot find...
I think this is a little jewel.
This
is something I haven't seen before.
I didn't even know that this could exist. This is it's Lorenz Crunch Chips African style. And then your German is better than mine German, so you will say the tagline.
That's no problem. Exotisches würziger Geschmack.
Yeah.
So it's an exotic flavor.
It's an exotic flavor. These are potato chips, crisps. So we want to focus a little bit more of what we expect before we open the bag. And if I think about potato chips, I say medium crunch. So potato crisps, they don't have the best crunch, but they aren't bad. We can be quite frank about that. They are quite decent.
Yeah,
they're
it's a red bag they're in with a brown yellow flavor tag on it.
Yeah,
and the picture is of crisps with two. Bag with the two bowls of herb
the spices. One is probably turmeric, right? You deducted that somehow.
I looked at the ingredients.
That's deduction in my book.
I think if I look at the packaging, cumin and turmeric. What is specifically African about that? I don't know.
Now, turmeric is quite often used in the Moroccan kitchen. Morocco is in Africa, and cumin.
Aha.
Cumin might be used in.
Well, also in also Moroccan dishes.
So this is still in Africa. So I still go with the fact that this might be a Moroccan flavor.
Yeah, but I don't know exactly why it is specifically African, but. Maybe if we taste it, we say, hey, this is a flavor we don't know yet. This must be African flavor.
Yeah, that could be. There's only one way to find out, I think.
Yeah, I think you should open the bag.
I'm opening the bag now. You might hear it on the recording. They smell nice, but they smell like a
African.
Yeah, they smell a little like crisps we had have before, but I can't find the name for them now.
Okay. Just
maybe you will...
They smell a bit curry-like.
Yeah.
But the smell is nice. So... Yeah, from the smell, I expect curry.
Yeah. They are curry-like, in my opinion.
Bit of onion in there?
Yeah. I get a little bit of turmeric as well.
Mm.
I actually quite like these. The crunch is... The crunch is all right.
Yeah, but nothing special.
Nothing special.
No.
The flavor is really...
Oh, sorry. There's a little sweetness in there as well.
Yeah. No. Oh, oh, no. No, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Or I think it's good stuff.
So, yeah, maybe they used the brown tagline too, because the flavor is a bit earthy.
Yeah.
And I can get into that.
Yeah, it is.
But the flavor is good.
The flavor is good indeed.
Yeah.
Should we do a quick roundup of the crisp? Oh, sorry, your mouth is full. I will start a quick roundup. I think if I look at the packaging again, I think, yeah, you distinctly taste the spices, in a sense.
Yes.
The little bit of sweetness. Turmeric has that little sweetness in it as well, at least in my understanding of turmeric. Mm. And then,
I don't know the taste of turmeric that well. But.
And then the cumin is nice. They show a single leaf twig of parsley. Yeah, you taste I don't really get the parsley, to be honest.
No.
The potato chips, the crunch is, yeah...
It's okay.
It's okay. It isn't. I mean, what I mostly think is that hand cooked potato crisps, mm-hmm. like you have in England,
yes,
most of the time, those are mostly crunchier than these ones.
Yes.
That's a thing. And this is all right.
Yeah.
I would give this. I would certainly recommend, if you are in Germany or somewhere else that they sell this. I don't know where they would sell these, but they might be somewhere. Try them out.
Yeah.
I would give this...
I think the packaging is a bit misleading because I don't know why this is specifically an African style.
Yeah, yeah. Only the Moroccan thing, but then...
The flavor is curry-like. I didn't get the cumin, and I didn't really get the turmeric.
Yeah, no, that's...
But that could be personal. I think if they would just... have called it curry crisps.
That might be a better name. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then this isn't really like an Indian or a Thai curry. So I think that's their problem. That they think like, yeah, we can't sell this as like a curry. It's like more of an Asian thing. And this is not really like an Asian curry either.
The flavor is... curry-like, so
yeah,
a bit more Asian. So
I'm not disagreeing with you, but
okay,
I'm just finding a way why they call it an African crisp. Let's say it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd say 3 bags.
Yeah, but
tops.
Me the same. 3 bags out of 5.
Yeah.
But that's a decent score. We have lots of crisps that wouldn't get the 3 bag mark in our recent uploads.
Yeah, a good crisp.
Meh.
So if you're in Germany, buy these. Try them out.
Try them out. And maybe send us a message. You can send us a message at podcast@iratecrystals.com if you want to send us an email. Or you can send us a tweet. Slide in our DMs on Facebook. And soon we will also have... an Instagram account, so you can soon also talk to us on Instagram.
Contact us, try it out, and if you're on Instagram, make a picture with this bag of crisps or another bag of
crisps.
And
tag us in there. Just tag iratecrisps.com.
Yeah, we like that.
Yeah. Marijn, you have some interesting stories about your vacation in Texel, or on Texel, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's an island. So
it's an island.
It's on
Texel. It's on Texel, yeah. The funny story is that I corrected somebody today that I thought I read that she said in an island. And then I said, oh, it's on an island. And then she said, no, but I sat on the island. And then I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't read correctly. And then that's one of the fun stories you have as a dyslexic, that you sometimes read something and then that you think, oh, I'm a smarty pants, I can correct somebody for once. And then you're
a smarty pants anyway.
Yeah, you're a smarty pants anyway that didn't correct anybody. Now, but tell us your stories about your holiday while I'm going to close the door to this room. So you just go on, tell your story.
I will. Well, as Sam said, Texel is an island, and because it is an island, it also has beaches. Now, I'm not that good in walking over the beach, so no romantic interludes with me, including beaches. But on Texel, they have a solution for that. They have a wheelchair with big tires that can ride over the beach. And that's great, of course. But they also have a motorized version of it. And of course, I wanted to try that out. And boy, is that amazing. It's almost as if you're in a jet plane.
In a jet plane?
Yeah, with the joystick and riding over it. And a 4x4 vehicle.
And then how fast does it go?
Yeah, not that fast, but it's a monster. It's a beast. It doesn't matter how fast it goes. You'll die anyway.
No, but how fast does it go?
Yeah, I believe walking speed. So that is a little faster. So maybe 10 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, okay. That's quite fast, actually.
And maybe a bit slower even. I don't know the exact speed.
Okay.
So,
but it was fun.
It was fun.
And it was awesome.
So I felt.
Should we announce that we're going to start a GoFundMe so you can get one of these?
Oh, man. You see these 4x4 in the PC Hoofdstad?
Yeah.
Big vehicles. I will scare them.
Like the Range Rovers and the Jeeps
people,
and stuff like that.
People
yeah.
will run 15 kilometers from me. They're so scared of that beast.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Okay, cool story.
I want one.
Yeah, now
just ride over sandcastles and.
So we should start a GoFundMe then.
Yes.
Okay.
I want one.
Okay. Yeah.
And I want one.
You're
now
just sounding like the Hulk, saying one sentence.
Yes.
Repeatedly, it's not. You're not.
My name, happy.
Okay. Good
that
to know.
That is my Hulk impression.
That's your Hulk, yeah.
Is it a good Hulk impression?
I've heard better.
I see that look on your face. You're not convinced.
I'm not convinced, no. Sorry.
Luckily, I'm not the Hulk.
No, indeed. Okay, this is...
Shut up, Siri!
This is now part
Shut
of the recording. Maybe put your sound off.
I have.
Yeah, but maybe put your Siri sound off. That you could
you
do that.
You can also do that.
Of course you can do that.
Sometimes I...
You can turn Siri off.
No, but sometimes I feel happy that Siri addresses me when I'm watching television.
Okay, yeah, you're
and
one of those.
I think, oh,
yeah,
I'm
okay.
alone while I'm
maybe,
alone.
Maybe you should just... talk to a psychologist about that.
Yeah,
but
maybe I should.
Yeah, should we do the roundup of this episode?
We can do that. Yeah.
Or do we have any other topics?
No,
I forgot if we have.
If you have any topics,
I don't.
No. To talk about.
No. I don't.
You've been on holiday as well, so maybe. You
yeah, but my holiday was in the rural, quiet places of Germany where nothing happened. So I can only tell you that
I think in the entirety of Germany, nothing happened because all the Germans were on Texel.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably yeah, or on Zandvoort. Because all the other they are split in two locations
or somewhere on the Dutch coastline anyways
yeah because the Germans don't have a coastline those poor fucks I mean
no and not only that but they think it's okay to invade our coastline then
yeah hey
everywhere every little bit from
that's the reason we have highways now mate
tip of Zeeland
yeah
to well all the islands.
I think you mean the bottom of Zeeland.
And then Texel, Vlieland.
Yeah.
Terschelling. Yeah. Ameland. And Schiermonnikoog. They invaded all because there is beach.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds Gucci.
Yeah. It does it. Reminds me of that's cheap to refer to that specific period in time where Germans played an important part in European history, so I'm not going to name it, but of course we all know that it was the founding of the European Union, because basically that was Germany had a large part in that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, maybe I should say that we have a new mixing board, and Brace Boy Sam is still very intrigued by it and has little fights with it.
What just now happened, why we had to stop the recording, was because I had a little fight with software that is also new but isn't related to the mixer. So the mixer is doing fine.
Okay.
Although I'm still finding out.
Mixer.
The mixer is good. We would love to be sponsored by Behringer.
People
of Behringer, hit us up. Send us an email at sponsorship@iratecrystals.com.
Because we use the Behringer.
This is the Behringer X1204 USB.
You heard that, people at Behringer?
Yeah, it's a great. I registered it and everything. It's a good machine. I'm very happy with it. We did get a sponsorship to get this Behringer because my dad bought it for me he likes that we do podcasts.
We should mention your dad.
Yeah, we want to mention
our Peter Bonneberg for
Sponsoring this episode.
Yes,
and all forthcoming episodes after this. Now, and
thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. And about that, maybe we should do a roundup of this episode.
We do, because, well, we started that. Let's do a roundup. We tried the Lorenz Crunchips African style. Exotisches würziger Geschmack.
Yeah.
So, African chips from Lorenz.
Yeah, then we talked about your amazing trivia about turmeric, and that you can use it to do a test of alkaline in substances, right?
Yes.
Do I explain this well?
And then I talked about my adventures on the cat weasel, the motorized wheelchair for on the beach, which is, I say it again, a beast.
Yeah,
I want it.
Yeah.
Afterwards we said that you should sponsor me for buying one.
Yeah, we will think about starting a GoFundMe for this, and after that we thanked our sponsors, of course, and we want to remind you while listening to this, please subscribe, please write a comment, like
everything you do with things like this.
Yeah, and. If you have a crisp you want to recommend to us to do a review about, or you have any other information you want to share with us, please write an email at podcast@iriscrystals.com.
Yes, or you can send a message over through Facebook,
Twitter.
We are on Twitter. Send us a message.
You can write a comment in your app you're listening on right now, and it will get to us. So, thank you very much, and until the next time,
that is how the crisp crunches.